This is Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. Cross Hope is broadcast daily and shares 5 minutes of hope and encouragement from the Word of God. Our companion website is www.crosshope.org. Now, with today's uplifting message, here's Randy.
Well, all this week we've been in the first chapter of 1 Corinthians, a new series that we started on Monday called A Wild Church in a Wicked City. A Wild Church in a Wicked City. That's quite a controversial title, perhaps, but it was true. This was a church that the Apostle Paul started in a wicked city called Corinth. But it turned out to be a wild church with all kinds of problems, all kinds of disunity. And Paul had to deal with that, and they're valid lessons for us today in 2018. God bless you as you listen to the conclusion of this message, A Wild Church in a Wicked City. Let me tell you what happens. A greater cause called the kingdom can overshadow any differences you have with the person next to you. It's called the love of the kingdom of God, a love of God's word, and the love to see people brought into the kingdom of God and to reach people with the good news of forgiveness. And I really believe the Lord can do that. It's interesting to me that of all the problems the Apostle Paul has to deal with in the church at Corinth, this is the first problem he addresses. I don't think it's an accident. For this reason, doesn't matter if you solve all the other problems if people don't get along. It really didn't matter if Paul solved the problem of people suing one another, if he had a church that was divided into factions, into groups. I think the reason Paul brought up unity first is because unity matters. If you don't believe it matters, does it matter in your home that a husband and wife are together on issues? Does it matter to you that parents and children are basically on the same page over issues? And you better believe it matters, because everyone knows what it's like to have strife in a family, in a home that divides people. And you know what happens? My guess is there's not a lot that matters outside of that because of the strife at home. You know, your job doesn't appeal to you as much when there's strife at home. You're not as interested in other things in your life because that's the centerpiece of your life, or should be. And so it is in the body of Christ. When there's strife and conflict in a church, nothing else really matters. It doesn't matter how many people are coming to church. It doesn't matter how many people are studying the Bible. Why? Because there's not unity. There's not unity in the body. But listen to the most important thing I'm going to say. The Church of Jesus Christ is not about a one-man or one-woman show. It's about the kingdom. It's not about you. It's not about me. It's not about the person next to you. If that offends you, I'm sorry, but it's not. It's about the kingdom of God moving forward. It's about Jesus Christ working and being in this church. Let me tell you something. A church doesn't work unless God's working in it. Would you listen to that again? A church doesn't work unless the Lord is working in it. We're unified with a purpose, and that purpose is to love the Lord our God with all our hearts, with all our souls, and with all our minds. Would you purpose today in your own life personally? I'm going to be a man or woman who's interested in the kingdom. We don't come to the new year and say, well, I want to make sure my agenda is understood clearly. I don't even do that. It's not about my agenda or your agenda. It's about God's agenda and what He has planned for my family and your family, what He's got planned for this body of believers, what He plans to do in this community.
Well, the specific title of this message this week is Unity Matters from 1 Corinthians 1. But the overall title of this series is a different kind of title. It's called A Wild Church in a Wicked City. Corinth was a wicked town in its day, probably the most wicked city of its day. And yet the Lord God Almighty planted a church using the Apostle Paul. It speaks to us in 2018. Continue to listen to this series next week and the week after. Our website, of course, is crosshope.org. Crosshope.org.
You've been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information about this ministry or to re-listen to any message heard on this broadcast, go to our website at crosshope.org. Be sure to join us at this same time each weekday, or listen at www.crosshope.org. Cross Hope is listener-supported and is produced by Cross Hope Ministries, Incorporated.